A very, very, very good evening to you, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at Voice of America on Tuesday, the 16th of January, 2018. I'm your host, Mike Obe.
And I'm Evans Sininga.
So, folks, tonight we are talking about the relationship between social media and politics. Social media has always provided a platform for a lot of people to communicate, and now recently it's found itself in the hands of politicians. We saw former president of the United States, Barack Obama, use social media, and some accredited his victory to social media. And now we have number 45, President Donald Trump, very big on social media. And of course in Zimbabwe, we now have our very own President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. He is now both on social media. He's on Twitter and Facebook. So folks, tonight we want to find out, what is the relationship between social media and politics? Is there space for social media and politics?
Yeah, Mike, let's get talking on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona, or on Twitter at Studio 7. VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318.
And of course, folks, if you're looking to contribute live on air, live, ehlelweni, the number is 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And since this is a social media show, we're gonna tell you this. We are also streaming live on the internet at voazimbabwe.com, voaindebele.com, and voashona.com. Can't wait to tweet with the president,
Mr. Dambut.
Emmerson Mnangagwa on Twitter.
That's right. Yes, yes.
Mike, welcome back.
One more
to your
time.
Show.
Me and me only. Well, folks, we are back. We are back. We are back. This is now week number 3 with your host, Mike Hove. We are back. We are back. We are back. And this week, we are talking about politics. We want to hear, is there space for social media in politics? I want to hear from you, folks. You know, in America, we have number 45, President Donald Trump. He's been this Twitter thing, ping, ping, pong, pong. He's always there. So we now have our own in Zimbabwe, President Mnangagwa. He's now both on Facebook and on Twitter. So we want to hear, folks, is this going to help him win the elections? Lizamsekela na njengoba isefikile ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa obe Facebook njalo obe Twitter sejo batho shika ka vapha Facebook neba Twitter makatharisela ukuthi muchava votera here. Is that going to help him, Vanso?
Mike, like you said, man, nasi tikuda kuti timbonzwa kuti social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, this and that,
Snapchat.
Toda kunzwa kuti vechidiki vari kuzvitambira sei kuti zvino izvi zviri kushanda sei hukama wazvo nezvematongerwo enyika. Takatarisana nekuti tine zviri kuitika zvatiri kunzwa izvi kuti nezuro vamunangagwa vanga vatone 38,000 followers pa Twitter yavakatanga manje manje. Facebook ameno ndikoko. Saka tuda kuti tinzwe kuti hukama we social media nezvematongerwo enyika. Takatarisana nemi vechidiki kwese kwamuri pasi rese. Wakamira sei? Zvinobatsira here? Zvinokuvadza here? Zvinosimudzira here? Zvinovhiringa papi? Ndonyaya iri pano nasi, Mike.
Yebo, yebo, mtsakazi omuhle okhuluma nguMike Hove. Umsakazeli uthandayo kahle yokabi number 1. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo kuhlelo The Connection, madoda. We are talking about ezombusazwe. Sifuna ukuza ukuthi ikhona ispace na for i-social media kwezombusazwe. Kwelemelika lapha silomunga lemeli wethu unumber 45 uDonald Trump. I-social media uyayithanda ngempela. Yazi uhlale khona ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa obe Twitter, uhlale khona eZimbabwe manje sesilomongameli wethu omutsha umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa laye ukhona ebulenjini usetholakala ku Facebook la ku Twitter njengalokho kushiwo ngumunye wami lo uEvans over one night number 1 38,000 followers waze wafika asazi vele ukuthi ngesikhiwa bathi ama ghost followers na njengathi izizalwane zeZimbabwe na asazi vele phela lapha kwele melika bashilo bathi ama Russians bakhona bayazilethe lezi zinto ezithiwa ama ghost followers so asazi ukuthi umongameli bonke laba 38,000 izizalwane zeZimbabwe na ezikhangela ukukhulumla naye njalo sifuna ukuzwe madododa ukuthi umongameli njengoba is now on social media kuyanisiza na kuyamsiza na now especially nina abasakhulayo njengoba umongameli is now on social media do you feel ukuthi we are one like you can now talk to him uthi hey at Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa do you hear my cries madoda ngenani kuhlelo lisitshele vanzo
pakaipa wangu toda kunzwa kuti vechidiki zvakamira sei muno imagine ndiri pa Facebook tichichata na president
uchiti Snapchat me
fa Iwo vachikanda nezuru ndakaona pa Facebook page pavo vakakandawo vachiti ndandiri kugweru nevana veGuinea Fowl ndikatorawo ma selfie vakakanda ma pictures ndikati ah inga mukuru uyu ari kuuya hot hot
asvika pama monya
hot hot
number 1
zvino hameno kuti tichaona kuti havazo Twitter kai kuno ku America tiri kuona vatambo vachiita zvavanoita hatizive kuti vamunangagwa vachaitawo here zvavanoita kana kuti zvichafamba sei asi tinoda kunzwa kwamore tichinzwawo mafungiro enyu nemaonero enyu nezvenyaya iyi tiri kunzwa kuti guest wedu yekutanga
atopana yebo umnumzana vamugari zvirikufamba here mukoma number one, mkoma mapinda kapachirongwa, pa the forum, pa the youth connection. Iwatutenda imimi mkoma. Saka nyaya iripo nasi mchirongwa, tukutawala nezwe social media ne politics. You as someone who is an aspiring member of parliament, unuona sezo iripo ere space ye social media pa politics?
Social media, I can say nowadays, is playing a pivotal role. Kana kuti yaku shandiswa kana kuti ine chinhano chairi kutamba takati simbe munyaya dzepolitics. Nemhaka yekuti nguva tiri kurarama tirikurarama mune yatinotiwa now in a global village. Takubatanidzwa pamwe chete nekuda kwezvinhu zvatiri nazvo. Saka tiri kuona chibadzo social media. Chinhu chatiri kupiwa chinogona kutibatanidza kana kuti as a blessing yatiri kupiwa kuti kutaura kwedu kurege kunetsa kana kuti mubatanidzwa wedu pangava paspace kana kuti mungava munyika medu pasave nedambudziko iroro saka social media iri kuuya ichipita kupolitics ine basa rakanyanya number one ndokubatanidza vanhu zvakare ine futi zvikonzero zvakanyanya zvekupatsanura navanhu mupolitics zvakare Saka iri kuuya ikamira iri panhano yekuti iri kuda kubatanidza vanhu youyazve panhano yekuti iri kuputsanisa vanhu but iri kushandiswa zvakanaka nevamwe vari kuiadhuisa nhasi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika but social media kuuya kwairi kuita munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika iri kuuya ichida kuunganidza vanhu pamwe chete ichida kuunganidza vanhu vari mune zvematongerwo enyika pamwe chete tinoona nanhasi isu tiri kuda kumira semamhemba wepariamendi vachizvitira media tikushandisa vana twitter tikushandisa vana facebook now because as the young people we understand nowadays the young people around the world even the run the most of the young people in zimbabwe no longer have homes they always stay online vanhu vanogara vari pasocial media vanhu vanogara vari patwitter vanhu vanogara vari pafacebook vanhu vanogara vari pawhatsapp oye saka we are targeting the most audience is taken from urban areas and other even rural areas the politicians are targeting vanhu vari pamasocial media so social media iri kuuya kuna politics and kuuya kwatiri kuita welcome as politicians kuuya kuita social media nekuva involved munyaya dzezvematongerwoenyu
so tell me something Mr. Mukari now that we now see our president he's also on social media who is the biggest target audience is social media when you use social media is it mainly directed towards the youth or it's for everyone it's a blanket term including people who are above 40 in Zimbabwe?
Yeah, it's for everyone. The present day and not a youth. And everyone, I report on social media, is using social media is not only below the age of 5 years, definition near youth in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So he's targeting not only the youth, but he's targeting, you know, everyone. But social media, but social media, I don't think it was a present. It is like an idea. But when you came to Zimbabwe, Korea, Tichinava, Gabi Vakinova, Besa, a ministry, look at what they say. Bano, Zimbabwe, Wanabu Piwa, even that with a current new president, Wanabu Piwa, a catharsis. Or even Mukana to express what this is, to express what, you know, because we know that our president, E.G., was involved in measures that were under before. He was in part of the same system for the past 37 years. Now he is coming, he is using social media.
Mm-hmm.
So the people are not free to express themselves on the same social media, which is being used by the president.
Mm-hmm.
Because in some of the people, when you took now, you respond. And the president names because of Zulu Zakaitika Gutara. Because your president, the current president, one in Yaya was always Gutara involved, Mukura was involved, made a lot of things. But he is coming today using social media, and we are going there on his page. But we are afraid to comment because we are afraid they might be an specified nation after commenting on his page. But otherwise, he is coming and even we shut down Twitter, social media, couldn't have advantage. Maybe for telling us, but what of Chenderi Kuzaka West constituents got no contest? He doesn't have access to social media. The young person in Zaka West doesn't access to social media. Arbushita said. So, in other words, the use of social media, maybe number one, will be targeting the allies, Manukunangavane. Even areas go any access to the social media, but the disadvantage is that it's not only targeting the people from urban areas and other areas. Which can do. We know our constituents, most of our rural constituents in Zimbabwe are much remote. That's why my constituents included. So people are cooking in social media, about social media. Is the president teaching to them? So these are some of the advantages and disadvantages of using social media in politics. Why? What we are saying is the president, what we share on social media, to announce Musumba Ngati, the Andrew Kugweru, Ndineva Nachikoro, and he was taking selfies with Banachikoro. But this was Omu Naruku Zakazi, the president was in Kugweru, Akata selfies, Ndineva Nachikoro. And Ziku put up on social media for the people just to see. It doesn't bring any Tumjakanaka Shino Konzira to the economy. As but if there is a cash crisis in Zimbabwe, cash crisis is not a very moment in Zimbabwe. Who young kids in the Turama Sophia for social media? If there is 90% unemployment, 90% unemployment, I paid off the president is using social media or using Facebook, or we are interacting with him.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, but again, to interact with him, to interact with those who are in power sometimes, to give them advices. How are we going to solve the problem in social media? Whether they take it or not, but it's useless because. We were giving on his page, on Twitter page and Facebook, advice on how best can he run the country, how best can he solve the cash crisis, how best can we push for development and apparatchik kunzikwa. So all the same social media is coming, it has disadvantages and it has more disadvantages according to us as we are using. So in other words, you are abusing social media in politics. We are not using it properly.
All right, Mr. Bukari, let me just hold you. For 1 second. Lapha balaleli siyaxoxa lo mnumzana uElvis Mugari ongisakhulayo okhangelele ukuba isiphathamandla okukhangela ukungena kuparliamente njengoba laye uyangena kukhetho as an individual candidate efuna ukumela iZaka West. Sibuzula uMugari sathi hayi baba, i-social media iyasiza na kwezombusazwe? Wathi yebo, ukusiza iyasiza, kodwa just like anything in life, ngesikhiwa bayasho ukuthi everything has a pro, everything has a con. Waze waqhubekela phambili wachasisa wathi hayi madoda, uyazi, the pros are, of course, you get to talk to abantu, ngoba njengoba lokhu sonke sikhona ebulenjini okwamanje lisixhome siyakhuluma siyakhulumisana ngibala umlayezelo likhona ku Facebook ebulenjini ku social media siyakhulumisana kodwa inkinga ekhona udubo obhekana labantu is number 1 ngombono wakhe yena ubona ngani I social media eZimbabwe is mainly targeted abantu abalemali zaka mola so the problem is umuntu ongelamali umuntu ngela social media ngeke athole ithuba lokuthola ulwazi lolu oludabuka khona that was his biggest explanation my daughter so now let's go back to Mr. Mukari. Mr. Mukari, I have a big question. Actually, before I go, I see Abantu Laba, Ukeri Twala Jackson is asking Uti, what's Mnangagwa's Facebook name? Emerson Dambuto Mnangagwa. It's a verified page. Likona, I just checked it now, and it's got over 100,000 likes, and that's Velukti over a couple of days. Utoleganjan. And then go Twitter njalo I believe it's the same angit
mm-hmm.
it's the same username u Emerson Dambuto Mnangagwa fresh president
mm-hmm.
so you can check ngizokuthi isilo guest wethu osibili uMacheza Mr. Macheza
yes good evening how are you
ngimnandi baba wena unjani
hi right cool
right so baba Macheza wena uyingcwethi kweze social media
Ayachazama.
Modesty. Right. So Mr. Macheza, I want to understand something. What are the biggest perks of social media usage amongst politicians?
I think we have to look back in general at the use of media because when we talk about media, we have to understand there's media and then what's the point behind the prefix, the preterm social media.
Mm-hmm.
So social media is it's changed the game of politics, changed the game of society, because now instead of just hearing one-way communication, we're hearing two-way communication.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about not only being broadcasted at, but being able to participate in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only social media if it is indeed social. So mm-hmm. the fact of somebody having a Facebook page and broadcasting at people does not necessarily make it social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where we get very excited about things that we don't really, that don't really fundamentally change the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's great that the president has opened a Facebook page. It was way overdue.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that things have changed. It's still those in power broadcasting at people. I follow the page. I follow the Facebook page. I think there's a very different way of using social media. And perhaps it's just because he's starting out and will have to up his game if we're actually going to have two-way communication and mm-hmm. socialize with the president over the media.
So speaking of social media. I came about the biggest thing. How is it possible that within one day, Umuntu gets to 38,000 followers? How do we measure how many of those are actual legitimate followers?
So that's again one of the things that's very difficult about social media as it stands. If mm-hmm. you look at the debate of what's going on in the United States with the manipulation of the United States presidential election, and even currently right now on Twitter and on Facebook, Russia and China are countries that are well known to have technology that allows them to create fake accounts, to mm-hmm. actually have mm-hmm. intelligent sounding technology that appears to be real people, but is not real people.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that China has been very, very good at engineering its social media space
mm-hmm.
such that it controls its people. And China is a very close friend of the current regime. It's been a close friend of the previous regime and has been helping the previous regime. And it's also a close friend of the current regime.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist because it's all just a theory.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are indeed interested in hearing what the president has to say.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, I think it's possible to have 38,000 people follow the president in one day. I saw that he had an account. Mm-hmm. I immediately liked it and I followed it.
Mm-hmm.
So I can imagine 38,000 other people doing the same. So they may be real followers, mm-hmm. but the question is it an actual platform for interaction with the president? Do I feel that what I say as one of those 38,000 followers that followed him in one day does what I say even matter?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So they may be real, but that doesn't necessarily fundamentally change what's going on.
All right. Mfuka baba bengicela phela ukuthi ukhulume ngolumi luka mama olwesindebele. Awungitshele ke umbuzo wami wokuqala ke baba, ngifuna ukwazi ukuthi i-social media ikhona na i-space ukuthi i-social media isetshenziswe kwezombusazwe, ikakhulukazi eZimbabwe.
Ezombusazwe zivele sezenzakala ku-social media, sikhuluma nje kathesi. Singakhangela nje umhlaba wonke jikelele, akusela umuntu ophumelelayo kwezombusazwe engenzanga something on social media, ongelathi alwenzileyo. So uthi sithi sibuze umbuze siwubuza ngokuthi i-social media iyasebenza na, usebenza yes, iyasebenza. So mina sizibuza ukuthi isebenza njani. Ngoba sizathola ukuthi mhlawumbe i-page le umkhokhelo welizwe ingaba ngenye indlela yokuthi bathole ukuthi abantu bathini, njalo ngobani abathini. Kulokwesaba ebantwini. I follow discussion forums online, and I can assure you that in the last month since November, abantu sebebalutshwana abakomentayo. Abanye abantu kulokwesaba nje ukuthi siyakwazi ukuthi izinto sezijintshile, ya kulo mahluko, kodwa umahluko wangikhona ungakanani. Kungenzakala ukuthi sisaku 1980, ngo-1980 onke umuntu iZimbabwe yonke wayejabula ngithi. Onke umuntu esithi hayi izinto it's a new day, ilanga lamhla liphumile, we're going to enjoy with our families. But then the change came very quick. So singalibali, sicabanga ukuthi kulento enkulu kakhulu esiguqukile, hayi iZimbabwe is still a long way from actual freedom and from social media playing its actual role.
All right, baba, wathi ubambe umlomo, ngibona ngani silo mlalela uJason Maphosa. Baba Maphosa, unjani? Maphosa, ukhona?
Yebo, futhi unjani yabo?
Hayi, siyaphila baba, wena unjani?
Ah, ngiyaphila nami.
Siyakwamukela baba kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo. I'm sure indaba ekhona uyizwile lamhlanje. We're talking about i-politics njalo i-social media. Yini umbono wakho ngodaba lolo?
Leli daba liyaxaka bhuti. Okokuqala, upresident yanama ezongena ku-Twitter angene ku-WhatsApp kubo-Facebook. Yathi abantu babheka ama-errors amancane. Yes, ingaba right ukuthi agene maybe popularity nami, kodwa ingaba ingenzeka sisikhathi ukuthi imhlayelele imfake kweziyindeko eziningi. Mangenza any mistake abantu baya-analyze how upresident wabheka. Kwenzeka any mistake maybe abeke ulimi olungekho right, yabona? So uma kwenzakala leyo nto ukuthi hawu upresident lebhuke waba ngathi uthatha i-side or uthathani. So as for me, I abona ukuthi umqondo omuhle lo wenziwe ngoba upresident.
So awungitsheleke.
And secondly, ngase lento ekhulunywa ngumfowethu ukuthi maybe bafuna ukubona ama-comment ukuthi obani bathini, yabona ukuthi nekuyithemba ukuthi into leyenzele for abantu ukuthi bakwazi ukukhuluma naye or ukudinga abantu abayizitha zakhe. So as for me, iyangicaka ukuthi why
awumthembi ukuthi no nix awufuni.
No, ingozi yenzeka uma ungayikhomenti uthile ngothi ngafaka umbono ophikisayo, yabona ukuthi ngingadulisa entinini.
Okay, hayi, siyabonga Maphosa.
Yona nje umbono wami.
Hayi, siyabonga Maphosa, bekukuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo baba.
Ambonge bhuti.
Saka Evans.
Iwe.
Wanzwa zvazvataura naMr. Maphosa.
Ndazvinzwa zvavataura.
Vangati, yei, red button apa.
Right.
Usabati.
Asiwo ndiri kuona kuti zvataurwawo namugari na vamatiza izvo. Zviri kutaridza kuti vanhu vari kuzvitarisa nenzira dzakasiyana zvekuti president vapa social media. Hey, I mean, for all I care for, president weZimbabwe ine vanhu 13 million. Handit? Vakaita vanhu 200,000 vari kuvateverera paFacebook kana paTwitter. Handifunge kuti zvinofanirwa kuvhundutsa vanhu izvozvo. Totarisawo futi kuti vachasanganawo nezvakawanda ivowo futi president vacho. Vanogona kusanganawo nemacyber bullies.
Yes, definitely, of course.
Achavasona achivadzingirira, achivataurirawo zvekupenga, vamwe vachivatuka, vamwe vachavanyombawo,
vamwe vachivafarira
futi. Mixed bag. Kusangana-sangana.
Ndozvinoitika pasocial media,
Ameno kuti zvichafamba sei.
So, let's go back to uMacheza. vaMacheza, ani muchiripo? vaMacheza.
Tava loser.
Handizi kuti vachiripo here kana kuti chii. Anoona. Alright. Handiunzwa kuti handiri unoziva zvinoitika kuno kuAmerica. Technology inombojamo kamudaro. Inomboramba. Asi kumutsvaga tichamutsvaga.
Pane vavengi vanenge vapindira.
Pane varipo ivavo.
Vapindira nyika dzekuno.
Saka Evans, zvazvichinyatsotsanangurwa naMr. Macheza vachiti aiwaka. First of all, like you said, number one, just because it's 38,000 doesn't mean that they're not real.
Vanogona.
So, mbona ngani usevuyile
avadzoka
vaMacheza madzoka zvakare tata kuti matitiza kaimi
ndine mbvunzo navo vakura
manzwa Evans akuti tei ari kutsvaga hanzi ndine mbvunzo
right social mataura imimi mukati hazvireve kuti kuwanda kwevanhu vari kuteverera mukuru wenyika kunogona kutaridza nhamba yevanhu chaiyo chaiyo iri paground iri kuvatevera vaine chinangwa chakanaka ndiri kuda kuti ndiuye neangle yekuti pane inonzi cyber bullying iri kutenderera mazuva ano itopic iri kutaurwa kunzvimbo dzakawanda wanda pasocial media apa ivowo mukuru wenyika havana kuzviexposa here kuti nesuwo vana tikideni nesuwo vana jaha manhondo tinenge takungopotserawo matombo tichingotukawo tichishaudhawo tichitaurawo zvatinoda tichichovhera ikoko hameno zvavo ikoko
ndofunga ndozva kutoitika kana takatarisa iye zvino pa page reFacebook raPresident Iti Mnangagwa. Asi izvi ndozvinofanirwa kuitika kuti vatungamiri vedu vanofanirwa kutinzwa zvatinofunga patinorwadziwa vanofanirwa kutinzwa patinorwadziwa. Kana pane pavanoreswa vanofanirwa kuziva kuti vareswa handizvi. Nekuti kana kuri kuti ivo vari kutungamira vanhu hatichadi vatongi ndozvatogara tichitaura kuti kana kuri kuti pane zvashanduka muZimbabwe tinofanga kushanduka kuti hatichadi vatongi takuda vatungamiri vatungamiriri saka kana watitungamira tikati tikaona kuti apa pava kutiendesa apa hapasiwo patirikuda kuenda tinofanga kugona kuudza kuti apa mutungamiri apa madhibha maita wrong move handizi and that has to happen in a respectful manner. Unfortunately, social media takabva tikazotora kuti actually you find kuti vanhu vanofara hanzi brutal kuti munhu anenge aita chinhu chiri brutal ndiye anenge agona but that shouldn't be the way we interact. If we actually create the right environment vanhu vanofanira kugona kutaura iye zvino kana chitarisa page ravaMnangagwa vanhu vari kuti president tiri kufarira zvamaita zvekuti pa channel yekuti titaure nemi asi nyaya iri kupisa papage ravo izvino inyaya yekuti vakapa motikari ngani 282 here handizi kuti ngani kune madzishe muZimbabwe handizi hanzi izvi zvazvagara zvagara zvakarongwa kubvira nguva yavaMugabe asi kana chiti zvinhu zvashanduka handiti chero zvimwe zvinenge zvaitiwa navaMugabe takufanirwa kuti toti aiwa motikari idzi ngadzichienda kuzvipatara kana kuti motikari idzi ngadzichienda kune imwe nzvimbo but hatisati tawana mhinduro kubva kune vamutungamiri saka kutukana necyber bullying zvinoitika it happens in real life it happens on social media only social media makes it worse but I think as it is it should be if you go into politics if you go into media and have a public opinion have the skin of a rhinoceros
right wathi ngikubuze ngolumi olwesindebele baba ufuna ukwazi ngibala umlayezo lo la kaRonica MacP uyasho kodwa uyasho ngesishona esithi ndiyo transparency yacho is it possible ukuthi umongameli angaba too transparent ebulenjini
it's very possible ukuthi ngoba umbuzo lo yashupa singakukhangela kabila ngithi okokuqala umongameli kumele abe ngumuntu okhuluma kuhle labantu bakhe ngithi kumele bathole ithuba lokuthi bambuze imibuzo ngokuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo imicabango yakhe iminjani kulamathuba aphi asewenzile ukwenzela abantu bakhe baphumelele yonke into le yinto eqakathekileyo and kuqakathekile konke lokho kodwa mase sikukhangela asikhulumeni iqiniso ilizwe leZimbabwe lilomsebenzi omkhulu okumele wenzakale
angithi
ukuthi sesithi umongameli wethu abe sesiba kuFacebook aphendule mina uShoni ngilapha ngiseNetherlands sengengathi motho kancane sengifunga ukubuza ukuthi kantike lapha nalapha uhamba njani bese sokuthi omunye laye uselupane ngale laye ufunga ubuzo wakhe umbuzo nangomunye futhi lapha nalapha onke umuntu ufunga ubuza akusebenzi njalo ngeke sacabanga ukuthi abe lesikhathi sokukhuluma lathi sonke omunye lomunye ngithi kodwa okuqakathekileyo yikuthi abe lesikhathi nje esokulalela ukuthi abantu bathini akhangela ukuthi umbuzo oyiwo oqakathekileyo engiwubuziweyo lamhla yiwuphi angamuzwa mina ephendula ukuthi kungani kulezi moto eziningangako ezithengiweyo ezingahambanga iqiniso yebo yinto ebevunyelane ngumongameli ophuma esikhundleni uRobert Mugabe labantu akade bekhona ngesikhathi lesiyana ngithi kodwa sokutshintshila sokumele ube lomahluko asikho ukuthi izimoto leziyana vele sezivotshele ukuthi kumele ziye lapha lalapha he's the president, he can change the policy, that's what we expect. So kuqakathekile ukuthi nje aphendule imibuzo eyiyo i-social media kumele ibe singathini ngesintu i-thermometer yakhe angithi uthi azi ukuthi lapho kutshisa khona kungaphi lapho kukhangelwa khona kungaphi and then abe sephendula khonapho uthi indaba esegudini
allright uthi sikubambe umlomo ngizwe ukuthi silomlalela uNdumiso mvuka baba Ndumiso unjani baba
ngiyaphila baba unjani
hayi ngiyaphila baba usungenile phela kuhlelo unjani
okay, ngiyabonga baba.
Sawusitshele phela umbono wakho ngodaba lolu.
Bengisathi undoda lo osanda kukhuluma lo kumina into eqakathekile kakhulu. Umuntu onjengo-president bengamelanga ukuthi avule ikhasi lapha le-Facebook because umsebenzi osamelele yena manje kathi singenzintwana esanda kungena manje. Umkhulu kakhulu, umethi amelanga ukuthi agcile kakhulu ku-Facebook. Ngokubona kwami, u-president lo methi ahambe ezizabelweni. Ayekuza izikhalazo zabantu lezintuna zenezi azidingela izimoto zenezimali eningi kangaka azi ukuthi abantu kubona bakhishwa yikuyini okwamanje not kufacebook
right so ngiyakuzwa kodwa let's go back to into le air transparencies awuboni ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi abe le khasi le-Facebook ukuthi athole ithuba lokukhulumisana nabantu akhulume umbono wakhe
yabona njengelizwe leZimbabwe i-situation ekhona ngathesi kakhulu into ze-social media njengakathi sikhuluma nje kathesi ku-Studio 7 anginathemba lakho still for sure ukuthi kona lokho kuzaba ngoba nxaku ukuthi umuntu engakhuluma engani ubhozana laye kungenzakala ukuthi agcine sedingwa ngifitha ukuthi kathi laphana sizezukhuluma songu-president bese kusithini ngiyakubona so ilizwe leZimbabwe alila mthetho omuhle ikakhulu khonokho njengani sikhuluma lapha singabantu abakhuluma sigqakhile ukuthi khona mhlawumbe ngilinango zizazokuthiwa sizeusikhuluma sosithi ku-Studio 7 ngalokhu angithi yabona so bekufuna ilizwe elikhululekileyo nothi leliyani ilizwe elinjengaleliya okwamanje upresident intade mumete ayenze ukuthi njwana esanda kungena kathesi ahambe ezabeleni zemakhaya ahambe emadolobheni yena ngokwakhe hayi ukuthi angene lapha because into esingakhuluma ngayo kathesi izalukazi aziko ku-Facebook okukhulu kabakho ku-Facebook abantu ku-Facebook nabantu abatsha angasoze akhona ukuthi azi izikhalazo zabantu abadala nathi singabatshela thina ukuthi upresident besikhuluma laye ku-Facebook abasoze bayi-understande leyo nto
hayi siyakuzwa mfoka baba ngiyabonga bekuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo
okay ngiyabonga baba
so basically Evans like Ndumiso was explaining the listener he's basically saying kuthi he thinks number one president should well in the Zimbabwean case Mr. Mnangagwa opening a page really isn't beneficial to him because he thinks there's bigger cases to handle one two he's saying that
when he opens a Facebook page, mm-hmm. it's mainly the youth that are going to get to talk to him. All the older people, the people of older generations, that when their children come over Zukuru wa Chishuka, say, I wa go na inchitaura na president pa Facebook. Why don't, wanangu Facebook, gee, Jojo. That's what he's basically saying. Where he's saying, no. If he personally feels that President Mnangagwa should mm-hmm. stand up and 2 feet, Baba. BMW's up in the man, Baba. I tell him about it. Ndiyo nyaeribo.
Aiwa, maonero avo. Mm-hmm. Asiwa tiri ipapo. Mm-hmm. Tunofandro kunzwisisa kuti nyika. Ye 20 years ago ni nyika ya nasi. Zasiana. Andituruguona. Mm-hmm. 20 years ago waifandiru wakuto jusa phone kutumbo. Phone ilana ni amanisha mari. Ziriku Britain ine, ziriku Netherlands.
Nima dial-up.
Asiko jineji. Tese tiripa dande rimwe chete. Mm-hmm. Tiriku sangana. Iko jinezu wona. Tiriku taura nani. Tiriku taura na wamgari. Variku zaka. Tiriku taura nani. Na machesa. Ariku Netherlands. Izezi. Mm-hmm. Andezi. Isusu tiriku noko Amerika. Asi tese tiriku sangana.
Same environment.
Mm-hmm. Tese tichitaura. Tichitonana. Tichinzukisisana. Kana mm-hmm. tichiri watotorwa. Kana tichikukunda. Tichokukunda. Ipapo pa jekerere. Saka. Ngati tarisei. Nice. Kwese kwa kanyaka. Ndine mvunzo na vamu gari. Andita pasati waenda.
Ava chiripo.
All right.
Mr. Mgari. Honorable Mgari. Mazogere. Honorable. Vamu gari mchiripo yere pachirongo.
Vachage.
Vachage.
Asi wopane ma comment maviri matatu ka ambo pinda wopana hapa. Mm-hmm. Wambo maona ere. Tiverenge maviri matatuka.
Ah, kumigela pambili.
Right. So, pana pa janzi na, okay. Zwanai Peter Manunure. Tiritese mchiruongwa from Murambinda kubowera uko. Hanzi Peter Jones, I'm watching from Gaborone, Botswana. Hmm. Uruko wana uti wanu, waruku follow wanu, waruku, ndozo, triku taura, zyaja, uti muruko wana hii social media, hei. Omunye upezu kwa omunye.
Okay. Daonye skoda.
Hey, hanzi na mo. Oh.
Good one.
Momo Christine. Hanzi. Good afternoon, Mike and Evans. Okay.
Momo.
I am a fan za ako cheta.
I work to Mike
Lo Evans. Awasku taura je social media.
Good one, Mike Lo Evans.
Ah. Nindango itu kwa oka kiti ya tapu wa msaga.
Goto Momo. Thank you
for
so
following
much.
Us. Tendai mashaya mwombe hanzi ntiriku kuona iwo. Tirikuda kunzu waka jamuru kufunga. Hanzi na real men, it's a powerful weapon in terms of communication these days. Mm-hmm. In social media. Uyamuzu, hanzi chombo chaka ipa che social media. Chino mm-hmm. kuna kukusakaza, kana kukuviringiza.
Mm. Right. Much as... Machezu sasa kona?
Yes, nkona.
Right. Wati ngubuza. Yazi, ama listeners give so much great, great questions. Ubusa nubuso ntini, uti is ED really the user on the keyboards or has he have people operating his page? Now, how important is it for a public figure to use his own page or to get someone to use the page for them?
Interesting question and very good to have it, because I was thinking of mentioning that, that a social media page does not necessarily, a lot of celebrities have social media pages, mm-hmm. and if they responded to each and every query, if they responded to each and every comment, they wouldn't have the time to do what made them social media celebrities or important people in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So, as we mentioned, that ED has got important things that he has to be focusing on. When I look at his page and he posted his itinerary of what he was doing in Namibia, I have to assume that it's an aide who took his picture, who took that picture and posted it.
Mm-hmm.
The important thing, as I said, is it's not necessarily that we have the actual person themselves interacting with us on a day-to-day basis. Emmerson Mnangagwa page comments on a comment I made on the page, I should not expect that is the president himself responding.
Mm-hmm.
It's very different from perhaps Twitter, which also at the same time, like Donald Trump uses Twitter, but he also has a Twitter team, I can assure you of that.
Mm-hmm.
People think it's always him making all these statements, but there's a team behind it. Even it should be about articulating policy,
mm-hmm.
articulating what the administration is thinking. I think the Emmerson Mnangagwa page right now should be a presidential page, mm-hmm. not a personal Emmerson Mnangagwa page. We want to know what the president is thinking, what is his policy position, where is he taking us. But that we can find out also in the news. We can listen to ZBC and other media.
Or Studio 7.
Or Studio 7, yes. Yeah. So I make the difference here between mouthpieces and no disrespect meant.
Mm-hmm.
It's official government position that we want to hear from specific channels.
Right. Ukhulumile about umehluko between a private njalo public page. Singabheka umongameli welemelika umnumzana uDonald Trump. Yena ulamakhasi ayi-2. Kule khasi lakhe njalo ikhasi elibhalwe kuthiwa POTUS, President of the United States of America. So right. Nxa sesibheka lamakhasi ayi-2, how as someone who's watching or who's perceiving umuntu olandela ikhasi lelo. Nga usukhuluma usithi okay ngilesifiso sikhuluma lo mongameli, let's say umongameli uMnangagwa ngaba lamakhasi ayi-2, when he's tweeting on his private page, does it resemble what he's supposed to be tweeting on the public page?
I think it has to simply give us some consistency in terms of who is the person. But the thrust of the pages has to be different. One is government policy, it's official, and the other is should be, I think, an opportunity for him as a politician, to let us see him as a person, as an actual living, breathing human being who outside of the his office also has children, also has a family, also has people that he loves, things that he likes, his music and all of that. And I think it's important to make our leaders human. They are people too. And what Zimbabwe has fallen into is the trap that a lot of African countries, honestly, have fallen into, where our leaders are no longer, the moment someone is in a position of power, they stop being human. They are infallible like the Pope. Whereas the Pope is only infallible when he's wearing papal robes. When he's just a man, he's just a man. So even in our politics, let's have the president communicate to us as Emmerson Mnangagwa, a man who is an uncle, who is a father, who has children. And I think his team should actually think of that. And at the same time, let us have his page that articulates his policy standpoint so that we as citizens can respond to those policy standpoints. And in the chorus of our voices, you can hear what are the issues that are important to us. Because we're tired of being talked to, but we now want to also talk back and be heard as citizens. Regardless of whether we're in Zimbabwe or not, as Evans clearly pointed out, we're here, sisonke nina ngithi, omunyu ngapha, omunyu ngale, kodwa sonke siyayithanda iZimbabwe, and sonke silesifiso sokuthilize lethu liphumelele. And kuqakathekile ukuthi umongameli wethu asilalele, azwe ukuthi akwenzayo siyavumelana lakho yini.
All right. Hayi, sikuzwile baba, wathi ngibambe umlomo, sithathe omunye guest wethu, umnumzana Zenzele Ndebele. Baba Ndebele, unjani? Hi, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Yes, Baba. Say, I'm going to go to
yes.
Right. So, Mr. Ndebele, here we've been talking about social media and Jali politics. As someone who's an expert, a journalist, and also a social media expert who's on the ground in Zimbabwe, Aungjele, has Umongameli Njengobala, he's now opened a Facebook page and a Twitter page. Has this made him more accessible to abantu eZimbabwe?
I wouldn't say it has made him more accessible to people in Zimbabwe. I'm certain that, one of the things that we need to ask ourselves, and probably this is what the previous guest was talking about, that is it Emmerson Mnangagwa, the Zambia president? Is it Emmerson Mnangagwa, the government of Zimbabwe president, or is it Emmerson Mnangagwa, a Zimbabwean citizen? So those are the things that we are talking about. But nonetheless, he is Emmerson Mnangagwa in social media. The other question that we ask is that, who is running the page and how often do they really tell him that so-and-so have asked this, and how often does the people, you know, what they are saying inform his thing? Because, social media page in this day and age, it means that you are prepared to have a two-way communication.
Mm-hmm.
It means that you are prepared to listen to people talking and you also talk to them. But sometimes people tend to say, if you are a public figure, you have a Facebook page, you do your propaganda stuff, you just take out messages, and you know, and at the end of the day, becomes useless because you go to a meeting, someone takes the speech and he treats it, you know, just part of the speech that is already delivered.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes another, you know, platform where you can just get your speech. So for now, I would say it really has helped. Yeah, he's there. I mean, the page that represents him is there, and it's, they're posting stuff. But the day he will engage people, the day he will take action, because he has heard that there is corruption exposed on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
the day people have said, you know, there's an issue here, and can you please come and address it? And that's what it goes to the public platform and say, you know, I was talking to people on Facebook, and they've highlighted ABCD.
Mm-hmm.
My question has been, how close is he as a person to that information? Does he really know that the page exists, or just thought that I'm that, you know, we want to open a page here, we'll be talking about, and just doesn't care, someone is running on his behalf.
Right. What in Mubuze, how important is it ukuthi kube le two-way communication xa sixoxisana ngokusetshenziswa kwe-social media, especially from someone who's like a president? Because yena njengalokho kushiwo nguMatsheza, it seems as though he's using it ukuthi anikeze abantu i-information kodwa akarespondi xa abantu besembuza umbuzo, stuff like that. How important is it ukuthi kube le two-way communication between umongameli labantu kanye labantu labongameli?
Well, social media comes in because there is a gap in the digital, I mean, in the way people communicate. We're used to radio where they will say the time is 2 o'clock and that's it, even though it was wrong. You can't say, what did you say?
Mm-hmm.
And then we are coming from a time when communication was one way.
Mm-hmm.
And someone says, you know what, we can have a conversation amongst ourselves and we can, you know, exchange views. So social media is about interaction.
Mm-hmm.
It's about exchanging views. It has the potential to reach people that normally you would, you know, find. You know, normally you wouldn't. It is the first point of, you know, contact. You know, for a country with 13 million Zimbabweans who will never have a chance to talk to the president or invite him to their offices or to their homes.
Mm-hmm.
They have a chance to have a point of contact on social media and establish that relationship. Then when someone has a point, then he maybe can go to in his inbox and say, you raised this issue, but how do we follow it? You know, so it is really important for it to be interactive. It becomes boring when it's just, you know, giving people information. Then I will ask myself, you know, there's something that I see on this social media page. I can find it on the Chronicle next day. I can find it in the Herald. I can find it on Studio 7.
Mm-hmm.
I can find it on ZTV. So why is he wasting his time? So if he wants to be on social media, he has to be interactive. He needs to interact with people.
Mm-hmm. Hayi, ngiyabonga mntebele. Wathi ngibamba umlomo, ngibala imlayizelo la. Umoli Chabalala uthi watching, listening in Joburg. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo kunyanya eGoli. Uthamsa Ngamoyo okagwayi uthi please call Twala how madoda. Hayi Twala, sizakudinga vele. Uproducer uthi sesimnikezile inombolo yakho, sizakudinga. Unduna M. Lambo uthi I think he's only accessible to those that have social media privilege and internet coverage. What about those in the rural areas? That's a very, very important question. What do I want to say? I'm going to ask you a lot of questions. Before I post that question to them, what is that? Baba, unjani? Hello?
Hello?
Yebo, likey, unjani, Bab?
Hi, it's Pidile, Baba, unjani?
Hi, it's Pidile, Baba. Sungeni, le kuhlelo.
Ubingi, le laba sakazi bona hapo.
Hi, sibingelela wena, Baba.
Yebo.
Right. So usungenele kuhlelo, like I had said earlier on, ukuthi lamhlanje we are talking about e-social media njalo e-politics kwezombusazwe. Wena ubona ngani indawo ye-social media yokusetshenziswa kwe-social media ikhona na nxa sesixoxisana ngezombusazwe?
Hayi, lokho nje ngengakuzwa lokho kuyinto lokho, but le into eyenziwe ngu-Emmerson Mnangagwa e-president wethu, ngibona kanti kuyinto enhle kakhulu le.
Ngani usisho kanjalo, ba?
Into enhle kakhulu kakhulu kakhulu, izosiphathisa nathi.
Ngithi kungani usitsho kanjalo?
Into ezakalayo ukuthi ngicelana ukuthi lami ngifake uma kusokukhuluma ngezombusazo ngoba lezi hali ezangizithande kakhulu. Ngifuna nje uma sokukhuluma ngezombusazo ngikwazi nabo ukukhulumisana nabanye abantu.
Okay. Kodwa
ubuqo. Ya lapho ngibonga kakhulu ukuthi lami ngifake kuhlelo but hayi uma selikhuluma ngezombusazo njengakusasa kuya phambili hayi ngicelana lami limbeke ecuwe.
Ungakahambi baba. Ubuchasisa usithi wena ubona ngani imove le kaMongameli into enhle kakhulu. That's why bengibuza ngithi kungani usisho kanjalo. Ah, ngibona ngani usayavula like.
Tavaruza.
Tavaruza.
Anyway, asina mosha.
Mhm.
Asi zvavataura tazvinzwa. Vari kuti chiko shefa.
Va like. Mhm. Vangachita I basically he sees kunge movie yavamunangagwa.
Yakanaka.
Number 1.
Aha.
But that's kuvabvunza kuti ora ichitsana ngura ibvata. Runare pasi. Sandiye nyange
iri. Pane zvandapika pari kutaura taurwa apa ne hama neshamwari. Unoona vanhu vari kutaura kuti pane nhau yekuti two way traffic.
Yes.
Dzinoenda ngadziende asi dzinouya ngadziuyewo. Handeti ndikatiwo makadiko va Mike motiwo makadiva
ivanzo ndizvo
asi manje mukangoramba tichingoti
va Mike va Mike va Mike
pasina kudai 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 panenge panobuda pasina kumira zvakanaka ipapo handizive kuti vanhu vari kutaura vari kuteverera mapage emukuraya ndoda kuti kana paine mumwe ari kunze uko ambota apindurwa mubvunzo waakabvunza kumukuru kana ambota atsanangurirwa zvakanga achinyunyuta nezvazvo mumwe chete ambouyawo muchirongo ataure kuti ini ndakabvunza nyaya yekuti neyekuti neyekuti ndikapindurwa zvichinzi kuti tigogona kuti tinodzima here nyaya yekuti aiwa mukuru ari kungotaura zvaanoda iye ikoko isuwo vanhu tiri kungotaurawo zvatinoda tiri kwatiri ikoko hatisi kutaudzana hamusi kuita nhaurirano yekuti uya ati zvakati uya zotiwo zvakati asi uya ari kungotaurawo zvaari kutaura uya achitaurawo zvaari kutaura zviri kufamba sei zvinobhalanza papi Mike
So let's go back to Macheza baba Macheza usasekona
unanyelezi
right So I was talking earlier on about you mentioned the transparency, the importance of two-way traffic. Now let's talk about into eqhakathekileyo, well, in some people's eyes, e-verification, proving authenticity. Does having a verified page necessarily mean that is the person or the actual figure displaying the thoughts of the figure that is coming out on the page, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I think that's a much broader conversation that would be very difficult to answer immediately, because I think what I see from my work when as a media trainer and as a media literacy trainer, one of the main things that are coming up right now that we find is the problem of lack of discernment between fake media, between fake news, and the fact that there are so many outlets for the news right now that it's difficult for even the well-educated person to know the difference between what is news and what is not. I find myself in iskati ngoma WhatsApp group ngiyimi u de facto fact checker.
Yeah, okay.
In the sense ukuthi kuyabuya udaba ku group ukuthi so kunje uze abantu sebechaya luvalo so kunomsindo and all you have to do is go on Google and check ukuthi how into le iliqiniso ngumbe ingamanga. And I'm not saying it's that easy and I'm not saying people are lazy, but I think verification of any form of information should be the natural standpoint now from where we stand in the media landscape. So it's really important for abantu ukuthi babe wazi ukusebenzisa igugu ukucross check ama references and to be able to determine whether a story is true or not.
Right.
One thing that I wanted to address that came up in this discussion is the is the apparent perception of a generation gap and the geographic gap. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but I think we have to move away from that conversation here ukuthi abantu abasemakhaya abakwazi ukwenzakalayo abala access to social media and all of that. It's still a gap that needs to be filled. People still need to get better access to the internet, but we have to differentiate between knowing what's right and knowing what they should do and having the ability to do it. These upcoming elections will be an important measurement for that. Ukuthi abantu bayakwazi ukuthi bona bafunani. And the problem ibakhona ekuthini abala indlela yokuthi bakhethe lokho abakufunayo. This has been the norm under the previous regime,
mm-hmm.
and we're yet to see if this current regime will not only allow opinions but also the acting upon those opinions.
Right.
So we have to always realize which there's a limitation to what media can do.
Mm-hmm.
We can have 100% of Zimbabwe on social media, mm-hmm. but until people can act upon their political beliefs, we have a problem.
Right.
And we have to not simplify the issue that obviously.
Let me hold you for 1 second, Macheza. And then we can go to our two callers. Baba Ndebele, mm-hmm. Macheza brought up something very, very important, and so did some of our callers, where they're talking about e-access to internet connectivity in rural areas. Abantu abasemaphandleni bona, are they getting access to what is coming out of these Facebook and Twitter pages?
Most of the people actually use WhatsApp,
mm-hmm.
Rather than, you know, Facebook or Twitter. You find that even in urban areas, a lot of information is circulated on WhatsApp rather mm-hmm. than on Facebook and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So you find that someone would see something interesting on Twitter, they would take a screenshot and they would circulate it to Facebook. I mean on WhatsApp. And
mm-hmm.
WhatsApp is basically, it's mostly there in Makaya, in some areas where there's, network coverage, generally the people in rural areas.
So very rural is by Alutor.
They're not as rural as they were probably 2-3 years ago. That information does go. Of course, you have areas where you still don't have telephone network. But I think information has improved a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, we still need a lot of internet coverage in rural areas. But also, there's also the issue of cost. Do people in rural areas, can they afford dollar bundles every day to actually get WhatsApp? But I think the situation has improved compared to 5 or 4 years ago.
All right. Kusungubamba umlomo ngizokusisa lo mlaleli osindebele. Baba sikhumbuzo moyo isikhathi sesiyaphela kodwa sizakunikeza 30 seconds usungenele ukuhlelo yini umbono wakho?
Ya mina umbono wami ngokuthi comment ukuthi social media yena inhle but then amasebenziselo esiwenzayo yo angayisiyo and njalo yena umkhulu lo uzagijimisela ukuvula ipage kufacebook kanjani kungakaqali basitshela ngenhlelo zabo ukuthi bona bamise njani inhlelo zabo zokubusa especially thina abantwana abasakhulayo kuyini abasilungiselele khona esingakujabulela okungenza sibakhethe ekhethweni ukuthi babe khona ngoba kwamanje basabambele just amalanga okucediseli ithemu yomunye okade khona ngithi bona njengabantu abatsha ababuyayo kuyini abasilungiselele khona njengentsha okungasenza sibajabulele ukuthi sibakhethe.
But do you not think ukuthi that's why he's using iFacebook ukuthi atshela abasakhulayo ukuthi hayi madoda yizona inhlelo zami ngikhangela ukwenza so lalokho?
Hayi khona kulanto embi singa-checka sibone uma kuliqiniso kodwa into okufanele kwenze la abadala ba-relya ngokukhuluma amanga ayinto abangakhona ukuzenza. Bakhuluma ngokukhuluma ngomlomo lange-black and white but ngezenzo zingaphuli.
Hayi baba moyo isikhathi du ngiyabonga bekuhle ukuba la ukuhlelo. Tora mtele lwako 30 seconds.
Mfundisi moyo hatingaendi musina kungotiwo maswi maviri nguva yedu ndo yakupera.
Zakanaka. Haleluya.
Amen.
Social media panguva yatirino tiripanguva yechimodeling yakanaka zvikuru especially mupolitics nekuti ndo inotumira zvose nguva inetime. Saka ndiona yakanaka zvikuru social media pakuonekwa vapurezidenti vachinoti mapurezidenti mazhinji aakajoinawo sazvinhu zvakakosha zvikuru nekuti inotumira zvinhu zvose zvakanaka zvakanguva dzakasiyana siyana koita imwe other side vamwewo vanoti vamwe vanokwanisa kunyora zito
ndinhingamasara ne 20 seconds.
Handirakuzaingoti mwari kudinga makanaka matitira nguva yekuti waripe chirongo isi vapinda pachirongwa vozoridi nguva yapera jehovha kudinga ave nhema kuropafadza kukomborei pazveza mukuita
Hi,
we are Muzo, Babu Mfundisi.
Yeah, Muzo.
We are Valis, one time.
Matota, guys, women, fellas, followers, listeners, thank you so much for joining us. I'd like to thank our guests, Sean Macheza, Honorable Elvis Mkari, and Zenzele Ndebele for joining us. Folks,
Until next week, Tuesday, Sieza. Linga Balegi. Oliver Lesayo, Mike Hobe. Lilale Zimbabwe Mushi.
Enene ndine Evans Zininga. Ndichiti goodbye, Musare Zvakanaka. We love you back. Mike.